Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Chapter entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachini Bhari. Text 39. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadavo Vishada Shata. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhu
Maharaj was there, not able. It was the next class. And he mentioned one very rightly speak, shelter of devotees and Krishna. This is what every opportunity we have in Krishna consciousness. And this is what Narada Muni is telling Vasudeva Parishad now, that you should now take shelter of devotees, and especially devotees are more advanced than you. And this way you can transcend all bodily suffering. The story so far is we have been hearing how Narada Muni has been expertly teaching between Vasudeva Parishad by giving the allegorical story of King Kulanjan. And now he is explaining what the different aspects of this allegory actually mean, what the different senses stand for, who is Chandavega, whether details is giving. And also he has explained that he is telling King Prachini Parishad that, so the essence is you should surrender to Krishna. In the last three verses, this point is given, you should surrender to Krishna. And how should you surrender to Krishna? By hearing constantly Krishna. Today's verse is emphasizing that we should hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. That point is also being emphasized here. And in the very first line also, Srila Prabhupada reiterates this point by saying that the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible when great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting. And also, Prabhupada gives the example of a businessman who is very eager to go to a place where business is transacted. Also the same example Prabhupada gives in Ekadam instruction, where he says that one who wants to do business, he'll go to stock exchange where there are better prospects in doing business. Similarly, a devotee, he will be very eager to go in association of devotees because he can hear very attentively and he can also make advancement in devotional service. And Prabhupada also concludes the purport by saying, a Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, waiting, and defecating. And therefore, the secret of success in cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, has not just written these purports, he actually practically demonstrated this in so many instances. And one instance that comes to mind is when Prabhupada was in Givrindavan in July 1976. That time, Prabhupada was very sick and it was raining heavily, and the devotees had provided one small room for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had stopped giving his night darshans and lectures. So all the devotees had come out together in that small room.
They were all painfully aware that Prabhupada is sick and he needs to take rest. So nobody was talking, everybody was quiet. And Prabhupada, he was sitting on a couch, he was just putting his head down, his hand was on his head. He was obviously in pain. And he had closed his eyes. And Pradyumna Prabhu was reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. So this went on for almost an hour. Prabhupada was just sitting like this, Pradyumna Prabhu was reading. And after more than an hour, then the secretary realized that, time that we leave Prabhupada alone, we need to take rest. So he announced, thank you Prabhupada for your wonderful association. This is the end for all the devotees to leave. And then everybody stood up and said, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And they were just leaving. And that time Prabhupada just removed his hand from his head and said, any questions? And then suddenly all the devotees sat down. They became very happy that Prabhupada is taking questions. And then one by one devotees started asking questions. And then somebody asked about Kali Yuga. Then Prabhupada told Pradyumna Prabhu that get Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada started quoting Bhagavatam. And then he was speaking for the next hour, completely forgetting his bodily difficulties. And the devotees also forgot that Prabhupada is sick. And after an hour of such katha, then devotees again realized that Prabhupada should take rest. And then they left. So this is a classic example of how Srila Prabhupada personally was so absorbed in Krishna Katha that he transcended bodily suffering. And in history also we find, in the Vedic history, the classic example of King Parikshit, who associated with advanced devotees, heard from the right source, and most importantly, he also transcended all bodily suffering. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages are requesting Sutta Goswami that please tell us about Parikshit Maharaj, his glorious activities, his birth. And how come King Parikshit, he was in the prime of his youth. How did he leave everything? They are exclaiming, oh, how could he leave everything? So they exclaim, Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutai Yautama Shloka Parayana Jana Jivanti Natmartam Aso Parashrayam Mumocha Nirvidya Kutha Kalevaram. Parikshit Maharaj, his life was only meant for the welfare of others, and he was constantly absorbed in glorifying Krishna. And his life, Jivanti Natmartam, he never lived for himself. Aso Parashrayam, on the contrary, he was an object of shelter for everyone in the whole planet Earth. Mumocha Nirvidya Kutha Kalevaram. How come such a king he was, such a glorious king? Why did he leave everything and go to the forest? Sutta Goswami begins to answer their questions, and he establishes the glorious position of King Parikshit by narrating his wonderful birth, how the astrologers predicted wonderful things for King Parikshit. And also Sutta Goswami later on describes how King Parikshit Maharaj confronted Kali and chastised Kali. And now in the 18th chapter of the first canto, where he is about to describe how Parikshit Maharaj has been cursed by a Brahmana boy, he first again establishes how Parikshit Maharaj is a Mahabhagavat, how Krishna has personally arranged. So the first 25 verses is simply glorifying the power of Krishna Katha in association of devotees. And then he begins to explain that Parikshit Maharaj was attacked by a Brahmastra in the womb, but nothing happened because Anugrahat Bhagavata, he was a recipient of Krishna's protection, Krishna's Anugraha, Krishna's mercy. And then Sutta Goswami says, Parikshit Maharaj is all the more glorious, not simply because he was receiving protection from Krishna, but also because of the fact that he reacted to the curse of the Brahmana boy in a very exemplary way. And Sringi pronounced a curse on King Parikshit. What was Parikshit Maharaj's reaction? Brahma kopo tidadyastu takshakat prana viplava nasammoharubhaya bhagavat arpitashaya. When the Brahmana boy said that Takshaka will come and bite you within 7 days, Parikshit Maharaj was nasammoharubhaya. He was neither bewildered nor was he afraid of death. He was perfectly equipoised, because Bhagavat Arpitashe, he had completely surrendered himself at the lotus feet of Krishna. He was Narayana Parayana, completely dependent on Krishna. Therefore, he was not disturbed by this untimely curse.
Krishna is unconquerable, your knowledge also, you can't conquer it. And Parikshit Maharaj would understand this Ajita, this Krishna, perfectly after he went to the forest. How was this possible? Because he surrendered and he accepted the position of a Shishya, Vyasati Yoga Shishya. He accepted as he committed himself as a disciple in front of Vyasati, the son of Vyasati, Sumer Goswami. Vyasati Yoga Shishya Gangayam Santarevaram. And because if Vishaka was a bona fide devotee, he would understand Krishna's actual position. This is the glory of incorrection. Srila Prabhupada also writes in the Bhagavad that it's very difficult to find Krishna. If you search through the old Vedic literature, you cannot find. But if you have the mercy of a liberated devotee, like Sumer Goswami and his representatives, you can easily discover and understand Krishna. Thus, it is an amazing fact that it is devotees who give us Krishna. Because generally, the other day, Govan proposed to us how in illusion there is this popular misconception that you just go to temple, ring the bell, and you and God are face to face. That's why people walk so many kilometers to go to temples and the worship. But this is the glory of God dimension of philosophy where we have the sense to us and we can't just approach Krishna directly. When you approach him through devotees, Krishna becomes more magnanimous, more pleased. So we have to approach Krishna's bona fide representatives. It was the center of such devotees. Arjuna Thakur also, he prays in Sharanagati, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomar shakati ache, amito kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, daitava pache pache. You have Krishna, he's praying to Arjuna Thakur, that you can give Krishna to me, and I am a very wretched person. I mean, I can simply run behind you and beg Krishna. Krishna, I can simply cry. I am completely dependent on you. So it is by the mercy of a pure devotee that we can understand Krishna. His Holiness, Nandananda Swami Maharaj, recollects how he had one glimpse of the spiritual kind of understanding. When he was in Prabhupada and Brooklyn, he was actually walking in Battery Park in New York City. And on this particular morning walk, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada was not answering questions, he said, simply chant. So everybody was chanting. And suddenly, Nandananda Maharaj felt, he was feeling very enthusiastic. He was feeling his chanting has become excellent. He was chanting very nicely, it was really praying. And as he was feeling very happy, he looked at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was exactly looking at him only, as if acknowledging this, you are experiencing something very blissful. And then Nandananda Maharaj felt that yes, this is Prabhupada's mercy only. And as they were walking in that park, in that mad, mad world of New York City, Nandananda Maharaj says, suddenly we had to feel that this park is not different from Vrindavan. He was feeling the presence of Krishna, Balram, he was feeling the presence of Nandi, he was in ecstasy. And again he looked at Prabhupada, and again Prabhupada was looking at him only. And acknowledging this, he was feeling this ecstasy because you are having gratitude towards a pure devotee and you are surrendering yourself. And therefore it is very glorious to see Parikshit Maharaj. He had actually seen Krishna when he was in the womb. He has explained, when was in the womb and Ashwatthama had attacked the womb of Karag, Krishna actually entered the womb to protect Parikshit Maharaj. And Krishna appeared in his most beautiful form. He was as big as Anushtamati, the size of a thumb. And Surat Paratamalinam, and his helmet was blazing dazzling like a gold. And he had a kala in his hand, and he was protecting any connection. So he was a Sivachandam, and his clothes were lightning yellow. So, any connection, even before he was born, he had this wonderful is just present about these advanced devotees. So that is even further thanks. Dutra shloka vartana yashatam tat katham ritam syat sambhramo antakalepi smaratam tat padam vajam. Because these advanced devotees, their life force is not like breathing life force with oxygen. But these advanced devotees, their life force is Krishna katham. They are surviving because of the nectar of Krishna Katha. And therefore, because they are absorbed in the remembrance of Krishna, Saratam Tat Padam Bhajam, they have no misconceptions in the time of death. They are completely fixed in their devotional service. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that we cannot remember Krishna on our own. We might try very hard. Especially at death, it is very difficult because the bodily membranes, they become deranged and then it becomes slackened. So what is the hope at the time of death? Prabhupada says we have to accept the process of scientific adaptation. And scientific adaptation means very simple. Prabhupada says, here from our advanced devotee, servant, submissive. Serving submissively and hearing from the advanced devotee is a way we can also cultivate remembrance of Krishna always. And through this process, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, all this will manifest. So this is not in seclusion, but the meditation of devotees that we make advanced. There is a story of one German philosopher. He read so much about Vrindavan. And he took a flight from Hamburg to New Delhi. And then from New Delhi, he took a car and in 2 hours was in Vrindavan. how anybody started into the activities of Kali. He was so heroic that he would take care of all the foolish people also, like a tiger. He was such a great king. And after saying all this, Sukha Goswami tells the sages that Upavarnitam Etatva, whatever you wanted to know about Vasudev, about Krishna, about Parikshit Maharaj, I have described everything. And this is it. I have told you everything that you wanted to know. What you ask me about Krishna. Wow, this is interesting. Because this is the first canto. And then we know that this 12 cantos and 18th one verses are spoken. So this is like I have heard all the descriptions about Krishna and Parikshit Maharaj. So naturally, the rishis, they have been engaging in a fire sacrifice for the 1,000-year sacrifice for the welfare of the masses. And they were doing the sacrifice, and now they were hearing from Sukha Goswami all this. And they began to reply, they began to implore Sukha Goswami that please don't stop Krishna Guru. So they say, Sutadeva Sama Saumya Shashwate Vishada Vesha Yasmam Shamsi Krishnasya Martyana Mamrutantina. This was Sukha Goswami, may you live long. And Shashwate Krishna Vesha, may your Yasha, may your name and fame become eternal because you have given us Amrita. For a person who is dying, you are giving him nectar. And he was speaking such sweet things. Yes, Tom, Shamsi Sri Krishna said, but Krishna is speaking so many nice, nice things. So continue on. So the more we hear about Krishna, the more we know Krishna. And the more we know Krishna, the more different is our progress. If I come back to God. And especially in this material world, this part is Mantiro. Pratyana, Amrutam, you know, the only nectar is association of devotees and hearing Krishna Guru. This way, Bhavananda Prabhu was saying how he first saw Prabhupada. He had joined the temple, he was a new bhakta, and suddenly everybody said, Prabhupada is coming, Prabhupada is coming. So he also ran, and at the door, the car came, the door opened, and Prabhupada got up. And seeing Prabhupada's majestic personality, Bhavananda says, all his previous thoughts came flashing because he had been looking for a perfect person. So he says, my role model was Windsor and he died. So I was disappointed. Then I met my role model, John F. Kennedy, but he was killed. So I was shattered. Then Bobby Kennedy, he was also killed. Then I became inspired by Martin Luther King and I joined his movement also. But he was also killed. So Fritter was being killed. And then I looked for Shankar among in film stars, in politicians. But everybody was falling short. And when I saw Prabhupada, it was like nectar for a dying man. And suddenly I got a fresh lease of life. So Bhavananda's realization is very profound. That when he associates a devotee, it is like getting nectar for a dying man. Therefore, the sages are telling Sukha Goswami that you have told us so many nice things about Parikshit Maharaj. Now you are saying you have completed, but please don't stop. Speak more because you have given us nectar. And not only that, you have also saved us from a big disaster. They say, Karma Nasmina Ashwase. We are doing this fire sacrifice, and what did he gain from this sacrifice? He only generated a lot of smoke, and our body and face was completely covered with smoke. That is the only thing we got. But now, you are giving us so much ecstasy, we are talking about Krishna, about Govinda, and you are distributing Padma-Savam-Madhu, the nectar in constant of Krishna is emanating from your lotus like cloth. Therefore, we are very fortunate. Because we have been inconvenienced so much through all these fire sacrifices, and now we are completely satisfied. Of course, even devotees might be inconvenienced in devotional service, but those inconveniences, they actually increase the ecstasy of a devotee. One Prabhupada of smoke coming out, and my body would be completely covered with smoke, and I would be black from top to down. And after cooking, I only had to go and serve that prasad to Prabhupada. And then I would take that to Prabhupada. Prabhupada would be the least disturbed. He would not be disturbed at home. You have what happened to you. He would very gracefully smile and he would honor prasad. So Palika Madhava said that she felt any Prabhupada looking at her and saying, oh, you have. Either Prabhupada never told her that what has happened to you become so black. On the contrary, she was saying, Prabhupada is saying you are wearing the best of sweetsarties. You are looking so nice. Serving prasad. So we saw that ecstasy, and she was getting an opportunity to serve devotees. But she is not saying they are suffering from the smoke, and it is not giving them any benefit, and they want to hear Krishna the talk. And they also explain why this is happening. They are releasing Krishna the talk, they are having saved from the performing the sacrifice, and this is happening because they have been fortunate. Association of Sutta Goswami, who is telling them Krishna Katha. So they say, Tulayama Name Napi, Aswarkam Napanar Bhavam, Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Madhyana Kinduta Shisha. Now they are comparing, actually, they cannot compare. To compare two things, there is present similarity. So they are saying, we cannot compare. Bhagavad Sangi Sangasya, an association of a Bhagavad Sangi, association of a pure devotee, we cannot compare with the devotional Sangi, one is a materialistic person. Because, even if we get one moment of association of pure devotee, that cannot be compared with the Swarga, not Punarbhavam, either with the heavenly riches, nor with the freedom from birth and death. So association of pure devotee cannot even be compared with liberation. That is how glorious it is. And in that one moment of association, many people's lives have changed. And in the Surah Prabhu, he was telling how he became fixed up because he got few moments of association with Prabhupada. And what was Prabhupada doing at those times? Prabhupada was just taking a glass of water and drinking. He says, the way Prabhupada drank water from that lotus, that was something unique. Nobody else could do it. That was a special feature of pure devotee. And then Prabhupada was in his gamcha and was being massaged and was talking to some of his GBC men. And then when the Surah Prabhu came, he was serving bhakta and he had some small tenants to be done. So Prabhupada told him, okay, go and post this money, send it to this office in his bank account. And then he sent him off and he continued talking to the GBC men. So this small one minute exchange, he says, I still remember them 40 years later. It is such a deep impression. So this is the glory of associating even for some time with the pure devotee. Therefore, in that purport, when Prabhupada is explaining how all the fields are glorifying Sutta Goswami and appreciating the benefits of association, Prabhupada writes there that association of pure devotees is always desirable, worshipable, praiseworthy, and such association is worth accepting as the highest goal of life. The association of devotees should be accepted as the highest goal of life, Prabhupada is writing. And therefore, the philosopher says, my dear Sutta Goswami, don't stop now. But please, we are very fortunate we've got your association. And then they request, they say, Goswami, you are a rasavit. How can you be satisfied? Rasavit. Vedavit means somebody who is expert in Vedas. Rasavit means somebody who is expert in relishing mellows of devotional service. So you are rasavit and you are narrating Krishna Katha. How can you be satisfied? Go on narrating. Nantam gunana magunasya jagmo. And not only are you relishing unlimited ecstasy, Krishna also has unlimited qualities. Nantam gunana magunasya jagmo. Yogeshwaraye bhavapatu mukhya. And Krishna's qualities are so unlimited then Yogeshwara, Shiva, and Padma, who is born from Padma, Brahmaji, even both of them are not able to completely describe Krishna's qualities. So how can you say that you are completely described? So please, we request you, God described in the word Krishna. And then, they say, the benefits of hearing from Sutta Goswami. Sutta Goswami is pure, he has no other motivation other than to glorify Krishna. Therefore they say, Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavad Pradhano Mahatamai Kanta Parayatasya Hare Rudaram Charitam Vishwatam Shashro Shukamno Vitano Pudetman. My dear Sutta Goswami, you are Bhagavad Pradhan. You are giving Krishna to others and you are relishing Krishna Vitram. And we are Shashro Shukam. Means we are very anxious to hear. So Prabhupada says, this combination is needed. The speaker of Bhagavatam should be Bhagavad Pradhan and the hearer should be Shushrushita. He should be very anxious to hear. But this happens when it's Bhakti generated. Otherwise, most of the professional speakers, most of the speakers of Bhagavatam, they are professional. And the hearers, they are materially motivated. That's what Prabhupada says. Those people, they come together, they speak and they hear. But when the show is over, they go back and enjoy. They have no understanding of Krishna consciousness or spirituality. Therefore, a meaningful association of advanced and pure devotees is very much needed to relish Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is explained that a tortoise, it will cross its limbs. So it is compared to how a devotee, yogi, will cross his senses. And then in Kalatum, there is a Mahalakshmi temple and there is a tortoise at the entrance. Because all his limbs are drawn out. So one devotee gave a purport that this is very significant because this means that when we come to a temple, our senses should be eager to receive Krishna. Ears to hear about Krishna. The eyes to see the wonderful form of Krishna. And most importantly, the heart should be open to receive Krishna consciousness. In fact, the heart should not just be open, it should be placed surely at the center of devotees. And we should absorb Krishna Kathana. Because this attachment, otherwise what attachment is very binding. Resembling ajaram pasha. If attachment is compared to a pasha, to a noose that destroys us completely. Therefore the solution is sadeva sadhusa kutra. We have to get attached to devotees of Krishna. Moksha dwaram abhavati. That guarantees that opens the door of liberation. Srila Prabhupada, he has so painstakingly given us this purports and he has realized the most sublime aspects of Krishna consciousness. So we can serve Bhagavatam and Vasan Bhagavatam and also experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Upendra Prabhu, one of Prabhupada's servants in Vrindavan, observed that one day there was really hot winds blowing in the tower. That is what is called as the loop from the Rasputana desert, they blow. And they are very greedy. So most of the Vajras, they go inside, they lock their doors. But people also die because of this. And Prabhupada sitting at his terrace of his house in the tower and he was translating Bhagavatam. And this loop began. So when the Prabhupada ran towards Prabhupada, they told him that there is loop. Prabhupada was completely absorbed in his translation. Then he gave him a chadar. Prabhupada accepted the chadar, but is completely determined and absorbed in doing his work. And whereas Upendra Prabhu was frantically running up and down, trying to get some exit arrangements, but Prabhupada's absorption in writing Bhaktivinoda purports was very, very intense. aspect of the absolute truth. It is not a complete aspect. It is explained.